From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The vote is still being counted in Egypt after a two-day election in which Egyptians for the first time voted for president in a free contest. 13 candidates are running in the aftermath of the overthrow of longtime ruler Hosni Mubarak. Officials expect a runoff next month between the top two contenders. The unmanned capsule called Dragon is moving closer and closer to the International Space Station. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports that teams at NASA and the private company SpaceX hope to dock the capsule later this morning.
Dragon's rendezvous with the station has been carefully planned. It's a bit like the children's game, Mother May I. Each time Dragon is ready to fire its thrusters to move closer to the station, mission controllers first make a go-no-go decision to make sure all looks okay before they proceed. Astronauts on board the station are monitoring Dragon's approach. If all goes well, Dragon will get close enough for them to grab it with the station's robotic arm and attach it to the outpost, a first for commercial spaceflight. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
Monsignor William Lynn, the highest-ranking Catholic official to be criminally tried for covering up child sex abuse, endured withering questioning in a Philadelphia courtroom. As NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports, Lynn handled sex abuse claims for the Archdiocese of Philadelphia for 12 years.
The prosecutor, Patrick Blessington, repeatedly accused the priest of lying to the grand jury, to alleged victims, and to the police. Lynn denied every allegation of lying. The prosecutor tried to show that Lynn put the interests of priests ahead of children. He got Lynn to admit that he did not follow up with anonymous allegations, did not let accusers know when a priest had been accused by other people, and misled victims by implying that accused priests had been removed from ministry when in fact they still had access to children. Lynn said he was just following the orders of the cardinal. Lynn said, quote, "I did my best for the people who were injured by priests," to which the prosecutor responded, "By your standards, your best is nothing." Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
Second-degree murder charges are seen likely today in the case of a 6-year-old New York City boy who disappeared 33 years ago while walking to his school bus stop. City police say a 51-year-old New Jersey man has confessed to killing Eitan Pates near the child's home in Manhattan's Soho neighborhood in 1979. The case elevated national awareness of the issue of missing children. New French President François Hollande says it's time for French troops to come home from Afghanistan. He's in the country where he's met with troops, and he's talked with Afghan President Hamid Karzai about plans to pull out French troops more than a year earlier than scheduled. European stock prices are up for a second day after stinging losses earlier this week. This is NPR News. It's a week since Facebook went public. The stock is down. The Nasdaq market looks back on its record of grand disorder on opening day. Lead underwriter Morgan Stanley faces questions about whether it treated smaller investors fairly. And now there are reports Morgan Stanley is reviewing orders and may compensate clients who overpaid when they bought Facebook stock in the IPO. Andrew Caroli of Cornell University studies the markets, IPOs, and Facebook. He says all the attention to Facebook, positive, negative, and otherwise, reflects the proper functioning of the market.
The wide and varied differences in opinions that are part of that diverse investor base are appropriately being reflected in the price. And that is one of the great things about being a publicly traded corporation.
As for the first week of trading,
it's hardly any sign as to where the stock will be in the long run.
So he cautions investors not to extrapolate from the first days
towards what should be, I would think, in their minds, a long-term investment opportunity.
Caroli also says the Facebook IPO should not prompt other, rather should prompt other businesses to consider the opportunities of going public. But he thinks the bad publicity could warn some companies away, especially foreign ones that the U.S. exchanges actually want.
The stumbles, the problems, the concerns may be alerting them to more about the problems of being a public corporation in the U.S. as opposed to the opportunities.
And that's finance professor Andrew Caroli of Cornell's Johnson Graduate School of Management. He's been studying the Facebook IPO, and he studies international markets. This is NPR News.